What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And we do have Robbie joining us now on a busy Saturday morning. Robbie, I was telling the listeners the fishing has really been good down there, but tell us where those big speckled trout are coming from and how were they caught. I'm thinking probably on the sliding cork.
Don, you talking to me? This phone is kind of messing up on me here. We on?
Yes, we are. Go ahead.
All right. Okay. Well, all right. I know we've been having some trouble for the last couple of weeks, but I tell you, Don, yesterday was just an exciting. Well, this whole past week has been an exciting week out here in Britton Sound. You can't ask for better fishing if you were fly. I had people catch fish on the island fly fishing and limit out with speckled trout. It's just been a phenomenal week. The east and west of the channel, you know, on the Margot Channel out there and by Central Field and by the five well rigs. I mean, it's just been phenomenal fishing. You know, you just can't ask for any better. I don't know why these trout turned on like they did, because it was for a while there, but I know it was a lot of weather-related deal. But, yes, the slide cork has been making a difference. A lot of people don't like to use it. They don't know how to use it. But I tell you, Don, it has made a big difference in the catches of fish out here. And seeing what's coming in, what's put on the table.
Robbie, you know, I was looking at the tides this week, and it was almost a neap tide, and I'm thinking, man, you know, we got some pretty flat seas, and the conditions are okay, but without any tide, it's a shame, because I think the fishing's going to be off, but I was wrong. And you know what I'm thinking? Do you think, you know what happens when tropical storms, depressions, and hurricanes come in the Gulf? It usually stimulates the fishing behind them. And Beryl was a long way from us, but we did get some residual rain and a little bit of breeze from it. So I'm thinking maybe it affected the fishing here.
You know, Don, it's not, you know, I know we don't like to see tropical systems come into the Gulf. And you know, just for the sake of, we got to pick up everything and move everything and, you know, high waters around here because, you know, tide comes up so high so fast now around this place. You know, it ain't even funny. So, but it does make the fishing better on the tail end of it. And that could have been what was going on, Don. But, you know, I tell you, redfish kind of slowed down around here in the inside a little bit because they were catching the heck out of redfish up in Lake Bourne and up in the Biloxi Marsh and even on the south side of the channel behind the Delco area. But that has kind of like tapered off a little bit. But when the trout fishing turned on, it looked like everybody just, you know, everybody wants to catch trout saltwet. So, and that looked like that turned on. So, I mean, things are just happening, and I'm glad it did because you know, we're all sitting here twiddling our thumbs like, where's the trout? But the trout were there. I just don't know why they weren't biting. I couldn't figure it out. But you know, it could have been the little tail end of this. Residual off this tropical storm that made things happen, Don. I don't know, but I tell you, Don. You know, everybody's to look, and here we go again. You know, we're in July, so we're in transitioning from brown shrimp to white shrimp. There's another thing I need to tell people about. You're in transition from brown shrimp to white shrimp. And everywhere you go, you're going to have small live shrimp, okay? Don't hate the bait catcher because the shrimp are small. It's just what's out there. I mean, we're trying to do the best we can. Bait's been small. It's got smaller over the last couple of days, Don. The nice brownies kind of went out. And, you know, brown shrimp and white shrimp don't mix. So the brown shrimp are going out. If you're coming down here this morning, we only got one boat working because the other guy's on vacation. So if you're coming down here and you're going to be a little bit later, stop and get, make phone calls for live bait this morning, whether it be at Paris Road, Bait Inc., or by Tony Cucci. And if you're coming in on 510, stop and get some because we're going to be out. This place is hopping this weekend. We've got two different rodeos going on this weekend. Not here, but we've got two different rodeos going on down here this weekend, and this place is packed. So a lot of people at their camps. Make phone calls, people, I'm telling you, because I don't want you to get here and, oh, you don't have none. Oh, my God. But that is what's going to happen if you don't make phone calls this morning.
I tell you what would be nice would be a mess of live croakers right now for this time of year, if you can get them, you know?
Yeah, right. Talk about. We had some earlier this morning. Man, those things went like popcorn. I'm telling you, they were just going. They flew out the tank so quick, man, you didn't even. I'm telling you. And look, Don, and the deal is you catch 1,000 to keep 300 or 400.
Right.
The water
right.
quality here just isn't good enough to do that, but. You know, Don, and one other thing, I got to give a shout out to a lady who wakes up every Saturday morning to listen to us on his radio, and that's Miss Sylvia Giovingo. She gets up every Saturday morning and listens to us, and I know she'd be surprised to hear me say this, but thank you, Miss Sylvia, for doing that. And I was waiting for these phone lines to get fixed again so I could tell her that.
Well, Sylvia, thank you for being a loyal listener. We really appreciate it, and a good morning to you. Robbie, thanks for that good report, and when you run out of bait, shoot me a text, and I'll pass it along for people coming down a little later.
I will. I'll keep you notified. All right, buddy. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you. Robbie Campo, Campos Marina in Shelby.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.